This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talked about the offense for 15 minutes. Just clunky and didn't work and blah, blah, blah. Everybody in the world knew he was talking about Kuminga. He did not keep that young man engaged mentally at the end of the season, and that's a black mark on Steve Kerr, period. Going forward, Jay Williams had something to say on First Take yesterday. I know it's for a conversation for another day, but Giannis might want to come out here and play with Steph. As far as I'm concerned, everybody but Steph Curry is available to make that happen.
You and I are Thanks, in lockstep with that.
Listen, the reason they weren't playing JK is, first off, he was hurt. They had to bring him back slowly. He had maybe one or two good games since coming back. But the fact that they acquired Jimmy Butler threw a monkey wrench in the entire situation, and it changed the dynamic of this team. When Jimmy Butler was traded here, it changed everything.
Yeah, but
changed
where I draw the line everything. Is Guy Santos.
Okay.
Like, right there. That's the line.
I mean,
like, what?
We weren't talking about this until recently, though.
Every game you've been in my text thread, and maybe I don't bring it to air, every text thread, how many games in a row have I said, we can't find a minute for Kuminga in this one? How many games in a row?
Well, we gave him some minutes at times, and he didn't look
very good. I'm asking you, how many games in a row over the last 2 months?
I know, you text a lot. There's a lot of texts on our thread.
Carter, how many games in a row do you think that I've texted where Kuminga got a DMP, and I said, we can't find a minute for this guy? When we're searching, like we're walking through the desert, looking for just a
little
drop.
Before you come in, Carter, but the Rockets series, we were not saying that, though. We were saying at the end of it, wow, Steve Kerr did a hell of a job. What a series win for him. Wow, Draymond stepping up. Wow, Jimmy stepping up. Wow, Steph stepping up. Buddy Hield, that was amazing. That was a masterclass from Steve Kerr. We weren't talking about JK until the last couple games when who got hurt? Stephen Curry. And that changed the entire offense because he is out. And we all agreed that when Steph is out there, it just didn't work with JK. We all agreed on it.
No.
We did.
This is what I agreed on. Like, if Steph's going to play and Pods is going to play and Draymond's going to play and Jimmy's going to play, then yeah, Kuminga is going to be the odd man out in that situation. Because the coach is obsessed with playing these four guys that he's just... Buddy, GP2, Looney, and Pods can do no wrong. And they will play their 30 minutes for the two guys, Buddy, which they don't really have a shooting guard, and Pods. And then the other two guys just always play more than everyone else off the bench. Like, it is what it is.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Spadoni and Chatsky. It's the Morning Roast. We're reacting to a Wolves 117-110 win over the Golden State Warriors. They are now 3-1 up on the Dubs in this Western Conference semifinals matchup with a Game 5 tomorrow in Minnesota where they can put the Dubs away for good. Is Stephen Curry coming back? Is he not coming back? Steve Kerr asked if Steph may give it a go tomorrow. Oh, can you turn on my board, please, Carter? It's all right.
Tuesday we'll have an update.
One more time.
When are we giving the update? Wednesday we'll have an update.
And by the way, you can hit us up on the Boxer and Gerson text line as well at the same number, 888-957-9570. That's the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Ugly Timmy in Oakland wants to join the conversation. Ugly Timmy, you can't be that ugly to go by Ugly Timmy. Come on, man.
What?
What's that nickname from?
Hey, believe it, man. Pretty ugly, bro. Pretty ugly.
Oh.
Hey, look here, man. Before I go off and get my blood pressure all pumping up, man, I just want to say, as far as the Curry thing, bro, I pray that even if we win Wednesday, they do not bring Curry back because it's just giving me this weird, eerie vibes of the whole rushing KD back.
I feel you.
So just let Curry just wait to next year to come back. We're not going anywhere. With that being said, allow me to go on my rant about Pods, man. This is bum dude Pods, bro. He is a bum, bro. How is this dude even a basketball player? If he's not taking charges, what is he good at? And I keep hearing people talking about he's a good defender. Bro, he does not play defense. He just takes charges. It was one play where he allowed his guy, he tried to pick up full court, and a guy just casually jogs right past him. The dude is a bum. I'm convinced that she must have some pictures of Steve Kerr's wife. That's the reason why Kerr.
Okay, all right, Ugly Timmy. Let's come on. Like, what do we like? Come on.
That was an ugly take.
Yeah, that was like. Brandon Pajemski's the guy we're all crushing today. That's the guy we're crushing with his first cup of coffee ever in the history of the postseason. Last round of this round. That's the guy we're crushing. Not playoff Jimmy Butler, 5 of 9, 9 field goal attempts, 14 points. The guy that was supposed to lead us to the promised land when Steph went down. Not that guy. He's getting a pass, but we're going to crush Pods today?
Hear me out, though.
No, that's actually kind of bothering
me. I think Pods is the avatar of the frustration.
Ridiculous.
Hear me out. Pods is the avatar that represents the frustration level of why it has always felt on this team for the last 3 or 4 years, there are the haves and there are the have-nots. And the haves, no matter what they do, will continue to play. And the have-nots, if you struggle a little, you're done, and you're out of the rotation. And I think it's not about Brandon specifically, but I think it's about what he represents in terms of the stubbornness from the coach.
Is this the Austin Slater, Farhan Zaidi thing again? Is this what we're doing? That the player is representative of a larger thing?
Yes. Okay. Or Lamont Wade, like bargain bin, you know, shopping.
I hear what you're saying there, but really. Like, we're going to be crushing Brandon Pajemski all day on the station. Like,
well,
I just
think about it. Moses Moody. Moses Moody. Did he play himself out of the rotation?
Yes.
Okay. Has Potts played himself out of the rotation?
He hasn't yet. Maybe we should ask.
Are you kidding me? See, I think that's what we did.
No. I'm saying he has. Like, I'm saying like they keep playing him.
That's.
Like,
I think that's the frustration.
Okay, that's fine. Don't get mad at the player.
I think we're being disrespectful to the individual, right? Which the callers are being disrespectful to the individual. But I think this is all the frustration level of. I don't understand why you keep playing him.
It's going back to the JK versus Pods thing. When we should be celebrating and lifting up both players, it's turned into this either-or thing, and that's, again...
But it's also a meat shield for criticism on Draymond.
Yeah.
Because Pajemski, as bad as he's played, so is Draymond. And Draymond's making way more, and I expect way more from Draymond. And he's not defending, he's not scoring... It's just, Draymond is totally getting a pass.
Well, and I said it here, I thought Jimmy Butler is getting a little bit of a pass this morning. No one's brought up Jimmy Butler today. That was supposed to be the guy, the 1A, the 1B to Stephen Curry, and he was 5 of 9 shooting yesterday, 14 points. I get it. They're going to try to double him. They're going to try to force anyone else to beat them yesterday in Minnesota. But I need Jimmy to come away from that game in a must-win situation with at least 20 field goal attempts.
But I think
5 of 9 shooting was just not good enough yesterday. And the Steve Kerr resting him as much as he did.
He's gassed.
I know, but dude, this is the playoffs, man. It's the playoffs. I need to go out with my guns.
I hear
my
you.
Big guns, man.
But Joe, like, other guys also need to step up. Teams win and lose. And when you watch back that third quarter, the amount of Jimmy's dribbling into the paint. And there's four guys, Draymond and Pods being two of them, standing there like this, waiting for the ball. I mean, it literally looks like a fourth grade CYO game. They're just standing there, waiting for the ball. Do you know how easy it is for a sophisticated playoff defense to be able to slow down one player in that situation? And look, also, Jimmy, and I would put pawns in there. If I watch you jump stop into the paint and not shoot the ball, my entire body is going to explode into the sun. It is I cannot. He pivots. Dog, go up with it. He threw the ball out from he had layup. It's a layup or a little bank shot, a little runner, a little floater to a guy I want no business shooting a 3-2 time and time again.
Draymond Green after the game asked what he thought of Jimmy Butler's night.
I mean, we obviously need him shooting the ball, but their defense, they were collapsing on him today. So we tried to pick up that slot, but I know he's not feeling well. Been pretty crappy all day, so that also affects the energy as well. But, you know, no excuses made here. I think that's on me. I got to find a way to get him in position, more positions to score. I think tonight I was just trying to get him the ball, and I don't think I got him the ball in good spots, which then allowed the defense to load up on him. So I got to do a better job there of getting him the ball in better spots to where it's not as easy for the defense to key on.
That's the first time hearing that. Jimmy was not feeling well yesterday. Was that on the injury report? Did Draymond Green expound on this?
Their defense, they were collapsing on him today. So we tried to pick up that slot, but I know he's not feeling well. Been pretty crappy all day, so that also affects the energy as well.
There you go. It's the smaller cut, but he's not feeling well. Did you hear that? Anything about that, Jimmy? No. Well, that's a thing though. Like, I would have liked to know that heading into the game if he had flu like symptoms or something, just not feeling well.
Joe, they spent all their energy to get to this point, and whether he's hurt, whether he's sick, whether he's this, I just think they're out of, like, emotionally, physically drained.
But you thought a couple days ago that you think this, you literally said that you think that Warriors team without Steph can still win the series.
And then Saturday night, and you saw my demeanor change yesterday. Was it not?
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday night, losing that game the way that they did, I thought it was a spiritual breakdown. Sometimes you just lose in a way. For example, I'll go to my deathbed saying this. The way the Giants lost Game 6, 2002, there was not a chance in hell they were winning Game 7. That's how I feel as a fan certain times. Even though LeVon Hernandez had whatever his record was in Game 7s and closeout games, he was like 14-1 or whatever it was. It's like, there's just no way. There's no way this team is going to be able to emotionally pick themselves back up off the mat and win that game. That's the way I felt about the Warriors the other night.
Devon, Antoine, Will, we're going to get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors down 3-1 in this Western Conference semifinals matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're discussing it all show long, all day long, right here on 95.7 The Game. And don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries, not home opener, but a home game next Wednesday, May 21st, at Chase Center during the 8 o'clock hour. More tickets are available, though, at Valkyries.com, and that's what's coming up with the game, brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We can get into that at some point as well. The Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here, Joe. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets are available at Valkyries.com for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the game next Wednesday, May 21st. Be locked in during the 8 o'clock hour when you hear, Kata, this sounder... Again, that's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to be calling number 5 to the contest line, and good luck there. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco. Devon, Antoine, Will, we'll get to you in a second. We kind of touched on it before heading into break last segment, Joe. I do feel like a little bit, and I get it. You're frustrated as a fan today. You're angry. You were sad yesterday, but it's turned into anger today.
Because we're not ready to accept that
this
season's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end. Only 13 teams in the history of the NBA have come back down 3-1. Only 13. The Warriors have done it before. They did it against Oklahoma City Thunder. They've also been on the flip side of it. So it can be done, but... the status of Stephen Curry makes this all a moot point. If he might not even play the rest of the series. He might not even play the rest of the playoffs. We don't even know what is going on with that hamstring. Is he reevaluated tomorrow? We'll learn more. That being said, Jimmy Butler was just not good enough yesterday. And I do feel like he's getting somewhat of a pass from the fan base today. 5-9 overall, 14 points. He played 34 minutes. And the amount of times I heard from the broadcast yesterday, whether it was Tim Legler or Dave Pasch, who I thought would have been tremendous these last two games for ESPN, they're just like, "Where is Jimmy going to shoot? Where's Jimmy Butler?" The amount of times they were questioning where he was, just he was invisible sometimes. I do feel like he's getting a pass today.
I felt that way at the end of the game. And then I went to bed, I woke up, and I rewatched it. And specifically in that second, third quarter, he actually was trying to score the entire time. It was by himself. And he kept passing it out because he was getting double and triple teamed in the paint, which is why he had so many of those jump stops and those pivots and stuff. Dude, it was four guys on the outside of Jimmy. Jimmy dribbling inside the arc and everyone else out the perimeter, almost like a four-out offense, just standing there waiting for the ball. No movement, no cutting, no nothing. I'm not trying to cape up for Jimmy. There was nothing there. There was literally nothing there. He was way more aggressive in the rewatch than I thought when I watched it the first time.
How do you think he's been this series overall? You think yesterday was his worst game of the series?
Easily? Yeah, probably. Okay. But I think it was their worst game of the series in the sense of, like, they just fell apart.
Well, I thought it was their best, like, half, like, considering everything. That first half, which is why that Anthony Edwards three-pointer, keep coming back to it, going from a five-point lead potentially down to a two was huge momentum swing, I felt, for Minnesota. Ant got going, and it was night-night halfway through the third quarter. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, do you feel like we're giving Jimmy Butler a pass today after that performance yesterday? Apparently he wasn't feeling well, according to Draymond Green. He did not speak to media after the game, Jimmy Butler, that is. So 888-957-9570, the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We'll go to the phones in a second. Here's Steve Kerr after the game, John, what he thought of Jimmy's performance.
Well, he wasn't as aggressive tonight, but I didn't see a lot of openings either. You know, it's ideally we could put more shooting around him to open up the floor a little bit. You know, with Steph out, we're not going to be able to do as much of that. But with that said, we'll look at the tape and see where we can find some openings for him. And I know he'll be aggressive for Game 5.
Let's go to Devon in the Uber, wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Devon, good morning. How are we feeling about yesterday's loss, man?
Hey, it's first of all, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Sun is shining here in San Francisco. I'm alive. I'm breathing.
Right. Hey, there we go. I do think very disappointing. Very disappointed. Obviously, as fans, we want to be optimistic when one of the greats go down, like Steph. But I think this is just the way the cookie crumbled. You know, it's I don't want to rain on Pods, but it does look away. Like, I'm with Shassy. Like, it looks away when he's getting so much playing time. We have two facilitators out there already with Jimmy and Dre logging a lot of minutes. So I don't necessarily see the value in Pods. Right now, if the argument for the whole team is, hey, you know, you play bad, you get benched, it just looks away, right? But I will say we got to give credit. Like, and for those that, like, a lot of people don't know Ball that called a show, man, they were saying there's no dogs in Minnesota. But Ant is a dog. Like, he's what we would say cut like that. You see what I'm saying? Julius Randle, cut like that. Even their scrappier player, like Conley, is scrappy. There's a reason he's still in the league with his IQ. He may not, the statistics may not be there for him, but, like, he's a dog. Their team is full of dogs. Their coach is a dog. And so we're playing, you know, all-stars over there, and we just don't have it. I'm tired of hearing, why isn't Jimmy being playoff Jimmy? Why isn't he doing what he's doing to Miami? Well, in Miami, he had Hero shooting for him, and Duncan shooting for him, and Gabe shooting for him. So that space, due to the spacing, now that the opposing defense felt threatened at the perimeter, which gives Jimmy his magic, you know, to work with. So I don't blame Jimmy at all. I feel bad for the man. He came here thinking he could be Robin, and now he got to see Mr. Freeze and Joker and Two-Face by himself, man, and I just feel so bad for him. Hey, salute to the Valkyries. I'm moving on. We'll see how it goes. Love you guys, man.
There's Devon in the Uber. Hey, Valkyries home opener this Friday at Chase Center. I think I'm going to be there with young Benjamin and baby Nora. In the meantime, listen, two things can be equally true. Jimmy Butler, you could say, hey, you know what? He was trying. You know, they weren't giving him anything. They were forcing anyone else to beat him. Sure, I could still say I was disappointed overall in the performance and it wasn't good enough. That all may be true. I still need more out of the guy. I just can't have 9 field goal attempts. Like, that's just, it can't happen. I can't have Draymond Green having 5 more field goal attempts than him. Can't have Brandon Podziemski having 5 more field goal attempts than him. I just can't have that yesterday. In the most important game of the season, I needed him to be the team's best player, and he wasn't. I'm feeling some type of way about that. Whether that's fair or not, that's how I'm feeling today.
How many games should you play over a 3-month period, you think?
What do you mean?
February, March, April. How many games do you think you should play? Like, as an NBA player, star player.
How many games should I play? I'm averaging how many games a week? 2 or 3, right?
Well, that's where I'm going with this. This team has played 41 games.
Played a lot.
With Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
And I would say to you, 30 of those have been like, gotta win tonight, right? Zero margin of error.
A lot of clutch games, as you would say, too. A lot of tight ones. Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, if there's 28 days in February and then you go to March, April, I mean,
it was a leap year this year.
What's that?
I thought it was a leap year. Continue. Sorry.
Last year was the leap year. you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, like, all right, let's round number 30. They're basically getting a day off, essentially, over the 41 games. That's not enough time for a guy of his age and the amount of minutes that he has.
Well, why were we talking about this team like going on a deep run if we're talking about the age now? Like, we're foolish.
When he's playing alongside Steph,
who's also old, he's 37.
But you're asking why. Playing alongside Steph, yeah, I can talk myself into that. Without Steph and him having to carry that load, given that log of 41 games over 3 months, like, that's a different equation.
Antoine, Nashville, wants to talk about the Warriors role players. Good morning, Antoine. How are you feeling about yesterday's loss, man?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. And, hey, you know, yesterday's loss, you know, I talked to you guys, you know, I always bring this up. I think I called one time before about the do you believe. And I was telling you guys, I feel like this team is a second-round exit because it comes to these role players outside of our main three guys. And just, you know, this is, I know you're bringing up about Jimmy Butler and everything. We got to think back literally just to the last series, guys. That, you know, Game 7, Jonathan Kuminga was unplayable. Everybody was saying it. He played horrible. You know, he was missing a lot of open layups and different things of the sort, and it kind of proves Kerr's point, you know. And then in the last series, too, you got to remember there was a couple games where Steph had a hard time scoring in the first half because he was getting trapped so much. I think it was one game, if it wasn't Game 7, he may have hit 1-3 before the half, literally like right before the half. So, you know, our offense is not that dynamic. You know, we just happen to reach our ceiling. And when you think about it, in this game, now you're down Steph Curry, your offense completely changed. Our system is built around 30. It's literally built around him. So when you don't have that, yes, Jimmy Butler can try to go off, but it doesn't make the offense as dynamic so that you can spread the ball around so that it can actually be more threats on the floor. They can just kind of focus on one person now because our other role players are not people who are going to give you 20 to 25 points every night on a consistent basis. So when you think about that, look at what Jimmy did last game. Him and Jonathan Kuminga combined for 60 points. Literally. The man gave you all he had in the last game. But you come home and you lose game three the way you did, it's kind of hard, you know, kind of like what Shashi was saying, like it's kind of hard to win game four when you gave 30-something odd points and it still wasn't enough. And then so far as Pods, look, it's just like TJD. This is man's first playoff. I particularly don't care myself personally. But if you think about it, the first game he only had 3 points. He was 1 for 7. Second game, 11 points. He was 4 of 9. But for game three, he was 1 of 10. He had 5. He was 1 of 10 for field goal. Then the last game, he was 11 points. Fourth game, he was 11 points. So he wasn't that good. He wasn't that good. But it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. And I think at this point now, we accept it. I think they achieved more than they were expecting. You heard in the offseason, I hope I don't get cut off here. We heard earlier on that Jimmy Butler was the star that the Warriors end up getting, but not the one they wanted. I think that's a very key point. So there's some moves to make in the offseason. It shows that we have a winning spirit, but maybe there's some things we could do next year to really make this thing move.
Thanks, Antoine.
I think the only thing it proves to me is
we'll get
that
to the
Steph Curry...
offseason when the series is over. It's not over yet. Continue.
I mean, it's emotionally feels over, but I think the only thing that has been proven is that Steph Curry is the end-all, be-all for this organization. Now, the Kuminga stuff in the Rockets series, I mean, the guy played 50 minutes, and 20-something of that was after Jimmy Butler got hurt in Game 2. Okay? So, this retconning of GP2's impact is wild to me. Again, he's a minus 56 this year.
I'm bringing up Gary Payton.
Because we're talking about how GP2 just fits better. And
I haven't heard anyone call in saying that today.
He referenced it in the call.
Did he?
Yes.
He was going off for 5 minutes.
Okay.
He lost
minus 56,
point.
Like GP2 right now. I'm talking about in the playoffs. He hasn't guarded anyone. All right. Now, to his credit, he's shot from the three way better than we anticipated, primarily in that Houston series. Hasn't been as good this one. I don't know, man. Kuminga... We're going to look back on this, and I want to know what happened.
Well, I mean, as great as he's been, they've lost 3 games when he's been, like, playing well. So, like, him even playing well hasn't really translated to wins thus far. So, like, he's been playing great, but they're not translating to wins.
I think the way that most people are viewing it is, where's this been for the last 3 weeks? Why did we go to a game seven
with Steph Curry? He doesn't look the same with Steph, Jimmy, and Dre.
No. I get it. And I will push back on you. He looked great with Steph Curry back before the injury. Great with him. He was your second leading scorer.
Didn't have Jimmy Butler. Different team.
Again.
I'm just telling you.
You keep harping on the Jimmy and Kuminga. I'm telling you, it's not Jimmy and Kuminga. It's Pods and Draymond.
Well, Jimmy, Kuminga,
JK.
And Steph. It's just different. Like that when Steph Curry is out there with JK.
I think you're buying the narrative. I would like to go through the tape and watch it. And I'm telling you, it's Draymond and Pods with Kuminga. That's the problem. Jimmy and Kuminga. Jimmy and Kuminga look good together.
We saw him in the Rockets series. He stunk.
He played a grand total of 40-something minutes.
And he stunk for those 40-something minutes.
Everyone did. You know what Gary Payton was coming out of that series?
He probably stunk too. I don't care. That's great. You're comparing him to Gary Payton.
But that's the guy who's getting more run than him at that position. That's who I am comparing it to. Guy Santos stunk in that series.
Will and Berkeley wants to talk about this JK stuff. Will, good morning. How are you feeling about JK and his performance yesterday?
Shasky. You know, I love you, man. You're one of the best to make it happen on the radio. But you're not listening to Spadoni. Spadoni just said it. His play is not translating into wins. So the last three games he was in, he got a participation ribbon. That's all he got. He wasn't playing like a role player, like a winner. And I understand Jimmy Buckets was not playing as well. I understand Pods has got the offer. But, you know, these guys have been winning, winning, winning the whole time. And they're tired. And they need someone to step up and win. So, you know, Kuminga, you know, it's not going to be Cancun. It's going to be cut bait. because we got to cut bait. We got to move on. We got to get some bigger people, some length. And, you know, we need a slasher, like I said the other day. We need a slasher, someone who can take it to the rim and really make it happen. So
wait, I want to make sure that I'm clear here. So it's JK's fault the last three games that they haven't won because he hasn't been the closer that they need. I want to make sure I'm clear. Where were you going with this?
I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm saying they need someone to step up. And if he's in the game and he's making things happen, you know, it's like every time he takes a shot, we're like, wow. You know?
No. I'm not here to say he's the end-all, be-all. I'm telling you, Draymond Green, who's getting paid $26 million a year, is just disappearing in the second half. Can't guard anyone. They were searching for offense, and I thought Kuminga could help. I don't think he's the end-all, be-all. I want to make this very clear. No one thinks he's the end-all, be-all.
Sure.
We're saying, geez, you couldn't use him for a couple of minutes against the Rockets? What, really? Gee? Really? This team that's searching for anyone to get their own bucket? You couldn't find a way to utilize this guy? No one thinks he's some Hall of Famer. No one even thinks, I don't even know if he's a starter, Joe. But I know without Curry, he should have started that third quarter. I know without Curry, thanks, he should have started that game. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think there's layers to it. I think it's pretty straightforward. No one is saying he's the end-all, be-all. What I'm saying is the other combinations you've had out there have been equally, if not worse, clunky-wise than whatever Kuminga combination you want to throw at me and say is unplayable. A lot of combinations. You know what else is unplayable? Kevon Looney, Pods, Draymond, and GP2. That four-man combo, which I have been beaten into submission watching over the last 3 weeks.
888-957-9570. Has the emergence of Jonathan Kuminga these last few games kind of changed your mind about him going forward and Steve Kerr and the coaching decisions? Has that kind of altered your way of thinking about this series and these playoff series and him getting some DMPs early on against the Houston Rockets? Again, I seem to think it was just whenever Steph's out there, it's just different. And Jimmy, just, and you can say Draymond, maybe he's a part of it. Sure. All I know is when he's out there with those guys, it just didn't look right. It just didn't. And we were talking about it, and we all accepted it as a fan base. We all accepted it. And now with Steph out, he's looked a lot better. But again, we all agreed if Steph did come back, we'd have a different version of Jonathan Kuminga, I think. We just would. Whether that's the spacing, whether that's him not getting the shots up, whether it's just Steph taking the load off. I don't know what it is.
But listen to how we're talking about Kuminga and then contrast that with a guy who's played 2.5 times the amount of minutes of Brandon Pajemski.
I know.
Where it's like no criticism whatsoever.
Well, because
so that's where I'm like, what are you guys talking about? We're treating Kuminga like if he's not Steph Curry, he's not good. Yet Pajemski, hey, play as bad as you want for weeks on end. Don't worry, dude. You're good. Because you're a ball handler.
Well, who are you going to? Like, what would you have liked to seen done earlier with Pod struggling the way he's done? Like, what would you have liked to see?
I would have started the third quarter, not starting somebody else. And Kuminga should have started the third quarter. He was the best player at halftime. They had 16 points. They went on a 10-0 run. And it was the Jimmy and Kuminga combination defensively and offensively getting stops and making plays. He came into the game and immediately, boom, knifed right in for a layup. And it was like, wow, we needed this. Wow, we absolutely needed this. So I don't know if it's Buddy or Pods. One of those guys needed to not start that quarter. So I get why you went to TJD because I think TJD did really, really well, actually. And I thought that they went to Looney, and I would have just rode TJD even though he was in foul trouble. I would have. Because the minute Looney went on Julius Randle, Randle went off. And then it opened up the entire floor. And because you're playing Pods, you are forced into a zone, which they started to eat up. They attacked the middle. They were passing out. They were getting their matchups. It's wild. So then he puts Pods on the bench, and then 2 minutes later, he's up at the scorer's table. It's like, wait a minute, man. He hasn't been good. Stick with what? Like, just try something else. Look, I'm not saying even Pat Spencer is the end-all, be-all. I couldn't get a Moses Moody minute. I couldn't get a Pat Spencer minute. You're searching for something that's working. And we went right back to the stuff that hasn't been working.
I mean, you said it right there. The moment you're going to start searching for Pat Spencer and Moses Moody, the series is probably all but over. And I hear your frustration. No, I do. And I feel it. I hear you. You're totally right to feel that way. And it's not the players. I want to make that clear. I don't think you're mad at the players, per se. You're peeved a little bit at Steve Kerr and the coaching decisions made yesterday.
I can't understand the logic on who gets to play and how much they get to play and why. That's the problem. Is it form? Is it I trust them? So, like, for example, Kevon Looney, most people are like, hey, look, Loon's a champion. Yeah. He's done this a long time. He's a respected vet. I trust him. I get going down with the ship. Pod should not be viewed the same way we're viewing Kevon Looney. And so I view him more like Moses Moody. Moses Moody has been awful for weeks on end. I get why you're not playing him, okay? But Pods hasn't been playing much better than Moody. Okay, so he dribbles a little more. So? Jimmy dribbles. Draymond dribbles. Like, I have other point guards. This thing that they don't have other guards, two of their best players, though they play the forward position on defense, play the guard position on offense. Right? This team, unlike others, is just constructed differently where you have positionless basketball on one end of the floor. So I don't need Pajemski doing the same thing Draymond's doing, standing on the perimeter, waiting for the ball to come to him, and then him taking a late shot clock three. He's not good at that.
Jonathan is in San Francisco, wants to join in the conversation. We got full phone lines. We'll get to the calls all day long. I promise, stay on hold. We will get to you. Plus, if you can't call, you can text us. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. Jonathan, good morning. You're on the morning roast, man.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Joe. Yeah, it's very disappointing, man, because I penciled Jonathan Kuminga to play at least 40 minutes. He played less minutes than Buddy Hield and Pajemski. Man, he didn't even play 30 minutes, 29. And like you alluded to, Joe Shafsky, yeah, I would have liked to see him start the third quarter because I don't want that guy getting cold. And that's exactly what happened. You know, he had the halftime break plus all that time sitting on the bench. He came in at 8:45 in the third quarter. And by the time he came in, he was cold. He was out of rhythm. He was on his way to another 30-point game until that happened. So that's the most frustrating part. You're watching the game. Is we didn't go down with our best guys. I mean, yeah, you want to play Jimmy? You want to play Draymond. That third guy should be Jonathan Kuminga, especially after he showed you he could walk into a 30-point game no problem. I mean, and also, Jimmy asked to play with the guy. That's why Jimmy wasn't aggressive in the third quarter because he saw he was playing with Brick City alumni Spud Jamski and Buddy Hield. He knows there's nothing he could do. What am I supposed to do? I'm playing with two Brick City players. So, I don't know, man. And then for the first time in Draymond Green's career, man, I think he's a total liability now, man. He just got old in front of our faces, man. He can't defend at a high level anymore. He can't shoot. I mean, he could hit a couple of threes, but after that, it's not even close. Even his layups drive me crazy.
Jonathan, how are you? If you rated it, where would he be in terms of impact in this series for the Warriors? Second, third, fourth, fifth best player. What would you say for Draymond Green this series?
In this series, oh man, he's one of the reasons why we're losing games, man. I mean, for the first time, I'm a big Draymond Green defender as a fan, bro. But for the first time, man, because if he's not providing that DPOY defense, he's a liability. He can't even make a bunny layup, bro. And this is an.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Offensive-minded NBA. You know, it's not the 1980s NBA or the 90s NBA. This is 2025. You know, people would put 150 on you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
So, like,
We talked about it, Joe, before. Like, when Steph went down, who needed to be the two best players consistently for this team to have a chance without Steph? It's Draymond, and it was Jimmy Butler. Those were the two guys. They had to be great all times. And they haven't been.
No.
More so Draymond, obviously. I think Jimmy's had some really good moments. I thought Saturday's Game 3, he was sensational. He just ran out of gas. Yesterday wasn't his best performance. He might have been feeling under the weather. I don't know. But Draymond has just... it's not been good. If you're going to like do the hierarchy of like most important players in this series after Steph went down, it's Jimmy. I might go Buddy Hield, and then I might go JK,
I'm gonna
and then go Draymond.
Yeah.
Buddy, that sounds crazy.
Well, Buddy had the great game.
You felt Buddy's
JK's
impact.
JK's had a couple of good games, and they haven't won, which there's no rebuttal to that. Yeah. But it's just, look, the thing that people can't get over their heads, the game is played on both ends of the floor.
Correct.
So we could talk about how clunky it was or is or this or that when it comes to JK's offense at times, which no one would argue. Like, it is clunky at times. They have no point of attack defender on the perimeter.
No.
And when you play Buddy or you play Pods and then you play them together for long stretches, you're in zone.
They get cooked.
No, you're in zone.
You have, because they're going to get cooked if they play man.
And then what ends up happening? Now Julius Randle goes to the elbow. They do the inside pass. Boom, ball is already into the key. And now they're playing inside out. And they're hitting threes right now. Right now, they're the team. They had hit, at one point, they were 16 to 31, all right, in that game. Minnesota was. And we can't hit a three to save our life right now. So they're playing inside out. Julius Randle's been spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And because you're forced to play a zone, you can't play man up on Julius Randle. He's eating you up. Anthony Edwards is eating you up. Kuminga had to play more in this game because he's your best individual defender on Anthony Edwards. Not that he's going to stop him, but he'll slow him down more. Yep. He'll slow him down more. GP2 can't stop him right now. He just can't. How many in and outs did Anthony Edwards have on Pods, GP2, and Buddy Hield?
Oh, he was, anytime he wanted it, was there.
Left-handed layups, right-handed layups, wrong anytime. Foot layups. Yep. He was crushing them. So, look, we could talk about clunky offense. I think Kuminga defensively solves a lot of problems, which would have helped them significantly had he been able to play more. And even then, it might not have been enough, Joe.
No,
I acknowledge that.
I want to make it clear. I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga, like, I'm not equating the losses all on him. I want to make that very clear. Fact of the matter is, the last three games, he's been really good. Just, there's been no wins. And that's a whole team effort right there. He's been one of your best players. But it takes more than two players to step up. Sometimes it could take two.
So that
would
be my argument to you. Kuminga was great, and I don't think they had enough help outside of him.
No, Jimmy Butler wasn't good enough yesterday. Draymond Green wasn't good enough yesterday. They'd be the first ones to tell you that. Buddy Hield was not good enough yesterday. Brandon Jensky sure as hell was not good enough yesterday.
GP2.
You look at, juxtapose that with what the Minnesota did. Anthony Edwards, sensational. Julius Randle, sensational. Jaden McDaniels, I thought, had some timely buckets for them. I thought he got away with a flagrant foul that I don't know how that was not reviewed. It was reviewed and they still said it was a common foul. No, he didn't make a play on the ball. He freaking hacked whoever that was. Jimmy Butler, Draymond, whoever it was. That was bad. Jonathan Kuminga, I forget the player, but Rudy Gobert, he was okay. He was okay. I thought Mike Conley, you know what? He made two shots. He was 2 of 9. Those are big three-pointed shots.
And got into the lane multiple times that zone.
Yep.
And either took a floater, made a nice pass. Like, I thought he broke down their zone. And again, why are you in zone? because Pods can't guard anyone one-on-one right now in the half court, which is a sad sentence because Connolly's the guy that should be guardable.
Absolutely. K-Way spent $10 on the YouTube to say this, Joe. Jimmy sat the last 4 to 5 minutes of the half. Kerr doesn't hold Dre, Pods, Loon, and GP2 accountable for whatever reason. But JK gets the short leash. It's Kerr's job to actually coach to JK's strengths.
Well, all players have strengths and weaknesses.
Correct.
Even the greatest players in the league. Like, pick who you want.
Stephen Curry turns the ball over way too much.
Yeah, and at times can be a defensive liability.
Correct.
At times,
yes.
Okay? I think he's gotten a lot better there. JK's going to look clunky. He's going to make a bad turnover. He's going to force a wild shot in the lane where he thinks he got fouled and he didn't. There was one where he went up and he got blocked and he was out of bounds.
Yes.
You know, Julius Randle was excellent. The biggest takeaway from this whole series on both teams, like, we could have the Draymond conversation. Julius Randle has completely opened my eyes to how great he is. I thought he was a hollow player. I thought he was more selfish. I didn't know he could play winning basketball on both ends of the floor, take good shots, three-level scorer, great passer. He has been the best, for me, as great as Anthony Edwards is, I think Julius Randle has been the best player in the series, and I think he's the one that's the most shocking.
Elston is in Oakland. We got full phone lines right now. We will get to all of you, I promise. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're reacting to a Wolves 117-110 win over the Golden State Warriors as they improved to 3-1 in these Western Conference semifinals. We got Game 5 tomorrow in Minnesota. They are going to try to wrap this thing up and move on to the Western Conference Finals. Or do the Warriors have something to say about it? We'll talk about that game tomorrow. We're reacting to Game 4 today, though. Elston in Oakland, how are we feeling about yesterday's loss? Good morning.
Man, I'm feeling this way. I left out of the room. Me and my wife were watching it. I left out of the room in the third quarter. Can't watch it. Let me say this. Okay, JK does not play Warriors basketball. If he does well, then we're going to lose. And I said it to producer, and I couldn't explain it to my wife. We were sitting there watching it. I said, if he does well, we're going to lose. If we need him, because his input takes away from the way Warriors traditionally play basketball for the last 10 years.
Yeah, but can I pause you? Jimmy Butler doesn't necessarily play traditional Warrior basketball. He holds the ball till 10 seconds on the shot clock and goes very ISO mode and then eventually will pass it. Like, he is very stylistic. I mean, obviously, significantly greater player than JK, but he doesn't play Warrior basketball either by definition.
Right, but remember that stretch of games when the Warriors were doing fairly well right before Jimmy Butler got there and JK was getting a lot of time. We were a 500 team. And that's in a 500 team, how do they do in the playoffs? Playoff basketball is way different. And JK gets into the game. The way he plays takes away from everyone else. If he's doing well, like when he scores 30, we lose. If he's doing well,
we
lose.
They beat Minnesota real quick. Earlier this year, he scored 30 plus, and they beat Minnesota in a regular season game.
Regular season. Okay. It's different. The guys aren't playing the same. Minnesota wasn't playing the same. They weren't playing as hard. People don't play the same in the regular season as doing the playoffs. But JK is a liability. Honestly, I think we should get rid of him this season, man. Bring somebody else in. He will never play the way Steve Kerr.
What about Draymond Green? How did Draymond Green play yesterday?
Well, listen.
What about Pajemski?
Well, talking about that and his Jonathan Kaminga point.
We're going to come out and crush JK. Honestly, what's wrong with us? We're crushing JK?
Who's crushing him?
No, I'm just saying, if anything, I want to put my arms around JK and give him a hug.
I actually don't disagree with his overall point that the Warriors brand of basketball, that's not really Kaminga's strength. But the fact of the matter is, once Stephen Curry was out, Warriors basketball is out the window. He is Warriors basketball. Stephen Curry is the system. Once he's gone, you got to adjust. You got to adapt. You got to change something. And I think that's been on full display. And listen, is that unfair to Steve Kerr to blame, hey, Steve, you lost Steph Curry, figure it out, win? Yeah, it's tough. That's part of the job, though. So, like, that's part of the job. Like, we could sit here, and we can criticize him, and he'll take it, and that it is what it is. It has not been good enough. The adjustments, you know, when to go to a player, when not to go to a player, these things get under a microscope in the playoffs, and Steve Kerr's coaching is under a microscope, and right now, they're struggling. They're down 3-1.
Yeah, but
he's a part of it. Jimmy Butler's a part of it. It's a team game.
How did anyone watch that the last couple games, and, like, they're like, I got to call 95-7 the game right now. JK just doesn't play Warrior basketball. It's like, dude, that's your grand takeaway? Dre is campaigning for Defensive Player of the Year and can't stop anything? What?
Well,
Podziemski, who the owner said was a future All-Star, can't hit the right side of a barn?
What's actually annoying me is...
Huh?
Jonathan Kuminga's looked pretty damn incredible. Like, you can say what you want, but offensively and defensively, he's looked like one of the best players on the court with the likes of Anthony Edwards,
yes,
and Julius Randle. So the fact that we have callers saying that's not Warriors basketball, well, maybe you need to change Warriors basketball then, right? Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean,
like, that's the problem right there.
You've heard my Chip Kelly rant.
That's the problem.
You've heard my Chip Kelly rant. Chip Kelly was asked at a podium.
Raiders OC.
He goes, I don't use the fullback. And I forget if it was Lowell Cone. Somebody made a great point. Like, wait a minute. So if I gave you Mike Alstott or Jim Brown, who played fullback, sure, not running back.
Lo'Neal.
You couldn't find a way to utilize them? Nope, not at all. Well, that's bad coaching.
Yeah.
So when you have a roster, you have to maximize that roster, and you need to adjust your personnel accordingly. Why is Popovich considered one of the greatest coaches of all time?
Because he adjusts.
Exactly. Now, Kerr, I will give it to him. He's shown many adjustments. They've adjusted with Jimmy. For a long time, I felt like they've tried to force J.K. into something that obviously isn't his skill set. Now, this is also a bigger conversation about the front office. If you know that, and you know the coach just doesn't want to play him for X, Y, and Z reasons, well, then he should have been traded months ago, years ago, right? But they don't put him in the dunker spot. They put him out in the perimeter. You know who they put in the dunker spot? GP2, when he's out there. You know who they put in the dunker spot? Kevon Looney.
How tall was GP2? It's like 6'3". I get it. He's got hops.
But they don't put Kuminga in the dunker spot. So if we're going to talk Warrior basketball and how they go 4-out-1-in offense, they don't put JK in the same spot on the lineup as GP2. Like, if you guys want to have the sophisticated basketball conversations, right, we can have them. Kuminga is asked to play the wing role on offense where he's relegated to catch and shoot. That's what you want Buddy to do. You know, move and set screens, not cut to the hoop. Now, there are some little growing pains instinctually as the play breaks down to be able to move without the ball that he needs a lot of work in. I freely acknowledge that. But he doesn't play the dunker spot. They have other guys that they play in that spot, and it drives me nuts.
Before we hit the injury report, let's go to Jay in the Bay. She says the Warriors got exposed last night. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing okay. We're getting through it, Jay. It's therapy session today.
Shaki, you got me cracking up. Somebody can't hit the side of a barn. I was rolling, bro.
The poor guy just can't hit.
I'll tell you the truth. We got exposed last night, man. But that guy who called in earlier, he must have a cock eye because JK was shining last night. I don't know what he talking about. And Trace was on it too. But Jimmy, man, I ain't going to call in Jimmy buckets. I'm going to call in Jimmy don't get no buckets. And poor Podziemski. I'm exhausted. We got cooked, y'all. We exposed. I love my Warriors to death, but we are exposed. We got nothing for this team. Who's going to stop Anthony? Who's going to stop Edwards? Nobody. That dude was blowing past them like gas in the wind. Ain't nobody finna stop that dude. They was laughing at us. He was dunking on them, growling at them. Nobody. We had nothing. And where's our defense? Where's our defense? What happened?
I don't know.
It's gone. Jay in the Bay. Appreciate it.
I just...
You can only handle...
Anthony Edwards scored 16 in that third quarter.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's so good.
Joe, were we not talking about it? Like, we were due for an Anthony X, like a true explosion where he just takes over for a stretch.
He didn't even need to play in the fourth quarter.
He didn't need to play at all. There was a 20-point lead. And, like, honestly, like, and Sam said, he's like, well, I can get to go to sleep early tonight. The game was over early in the fourth quarter. It was over.
I hate watch the last.
You had to
11
just,
minutes.
You sat there, just felt it. You had to let it simmer and fester. I feel that. You got to.
It's just.
I know. Rodney, J. Dub, Trey, Francisco, Tony. We'll get to all of you in the meantime. Carter, it's time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
This was a major injury, and it rocked the NBA world last night. Celtics forward Jason Tatum had to be carried off the floor after suffering a non-contact injury to his lower right leg. He sustained the injury with 2:58 left in the Celtics game. I believe it's 4 loss to the Knicks when his leg gave out while he dove for a loose ball. He's slated to undergo an MRI today. The Celtics have released no other information on Tatum, though the worst-case scenario feels very possible for him right now. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Rodney, J-Dub, Trey, Francisco, Tony, we'll get to all of you. We're halfway home here on a Tuesday. Wolves 117, Dubs 110. Minnesota now up 3-1 in this series. All but over. It's not quite over. You're going back to Minnesota tomorrow. Can they get that one? Can you get one more game back at Chase Center? We'll preview that game tomorrow, but in the meantime, your call's next, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.